These two villages, west and east, grew up side by side, 2 miles apart. A rivalry between the villages centered on the location of the post office for the entire township. East Pulteney argued that the post office should be located in the east, where all the churches were. West Pulteney countered by hauling limestone by oxcart at great expense to build this Methodist church, completed in 1822. Such a grand stone church tipped the balance. When added to the impacts of the flood of 1811 and the completion of the Pulteney Turnpike, the stone church ensured the eventual move of the post office to the west side, which effectively made this the center of town. And that's why West Pulteney is known today simply as Pulteney. From 1841 until 1869, the building was occupied by the Millerite sect, whose leader, a one-time Baptist minister from the Pulteney area named William Miller, had forecast the second coming of Christ at various dates between 1843 and 1844. Based on this prophecy, the followers gave away their goods and went atop a hill to wait. After the forecast went unfulfilled, this came to be known as the Great Disappointment, and the Millerite movement began to unravel. Its followers returned to their original churches or joined other movements such as the Shakers, as well as launching the Adventist movement. In 1869, the Masonic Society purchased the Stone Church and occupied it for over a century. They added the Greek Revival portico with Doric columns sometime after 1918. Before a road cut was bulldozed around 1935, this part of Main Street was far steeper, a perfect place to sled. As Ed Lewis and Doc Williams remember,
we used to start on Stone Church Hill there.
Yep.
And slide. It was a lot steeper then, right in front of the Masonic Temple, in front of the slide down to Main Street.
Well, we'd go sliding after supper. We'd slide all evening, and there was only one car an hour.
Now let's walk down the hill. Pause across the street from the large red brick home, the Ruggles House.